Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
It's my elbow.
What you,
oil can. I've been stuck in these woods. It rained.
I feel like Tin Man some days, man. I've been out in the rain.
Getting out of bed, dude. It is like...
That was just you. That was just you moving around. You know, it's funny you bring that up because I noticed something yesterday. Like, I can hurt myself or get sore sitting. You know how when you sit sometimes and you put your foot on your knee, right? So you kind of, it's not the full cross. It's you're doing like the, and I think I sat there in that position for maybe 10 minutes.
God, you could get out of it. You were stuck.
And I put my foot down, and my hip, I was like, oh, my God. Did I just give birth? Like, my hip was sore for the rest of the day.
You know what that is? It's basically you turning into a fossil. You know, it's just what's happening. You're hardening up. You were all dying. Since the day we were born, we're all dying.
Just dying. You just get born, and then you start dying.
Then you start dying, you know? It's kind of a fact, really.
I was going to say, you either get busy living or you get busy dying.
Get busy dying. All right, morning.
Andy Dufresne.
It does hurt getting up in the morning, though. Dude, for me, what's the worst part of your body right now? You're 36, right?
Yeah, 36.
You're 36. So as a 36-year-old man, what is the worst part?
I'm going to have to say.
What hurts the most?
Probably like just the joints. Like
the joints,
the knee, the knees, the ankles, the elbow, anywhere where I have joints.
Mine specifically, my lower back, and that's not good, dude. You know what I think it is? I think it's from bending over the golf ball too much.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're kind of locked in that weird half position. You know, kind of walking with a forward limp a little bit.
Another reason why you got to give up golf. I mean, you're not getting any better. It's hurting your body. I would quit if I were you. I would quit.
I stand, you know, like in Home Alone when Marv gets up from falling into the hole. Wow. What a hole.
It's just depressing. Well, enough of our old bones. We're already running so far behind. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stacking up your fridges so when you get to the weekend, you got delicious Bud products ready at your disposal. Do it. Mm-hmm. Do it.
All right, so it's like 6:30 right now. Let's just get through some scores and whatnot. Last night, NBA Finals 2022, NBA Finals, the Celtics beat the Warriors 120-108. Boston leads that series 1-0. All right, moving on.
$10, little man.
Damn it, you remember.
I always remember when people owe me money. Dude. I don't remember when I owe people money, but if you owe me money, I remember.
So yesterday, I called for a sweep. I'm like, Golden State, so good. They are so good.
So good.
And, dude, you know what? I watched the second half last night, through and through, and they really are that good. Yeah. I'm not taking anything away that I said yesterday, except that I guess I didn't realize how good Boston was. They're pretty damn good too.
Sounds like a lot of excuses. Why don't you just give me my
$10? Why don't you shut up? No, dude, seriously, look up the highlights of. Here's the problem, is.
What's the problem?
When Steph Curry is out, what are we doing? Everybody else has got to step up. I mean, this team leans on him too much, maybe a little bit sometimes. But, dude, last night, Curry was just, dude, you give the guy an inch and he's going to make the shot. Like, as the opposing coach, you can't get mad if, like, he hits the shot in your face. Like, all right, we just got to go down. And here's a problem with other teams playing Golden State is when this dude Curry is on fire and he's hitting three after three after three, you feel like as a team, you got to come down on the other side of the court and hit threes. Well, you don't have Steph Curry, and it always doesn't work out that way, and you just find yourself in a deficit. But, dude, Boston's great. Wow.
All I heard was blah, blah, blah. I owe Brock $10. That's all I heard.
Just give me a little bit. I don't have to borrow it from the wife or something.
You give me a check, but don't cash it till the end of the month. All
right. You do exact checks?
Oh, I always make it out to cash.
Or how about this? How about when you win a bet with your buddy and he's like, well, I'll just buy you a beer.
Yeah, buy you a beer. No.
No.
No. I want money. Money,
$10.
I will decide what I will do with my $10, and you will give me the $10.
You know, we'll just chalk it up as, I gave you a ride here, so yeah. Gas, you know.
Well, we'll call it. We'll call it even. We'll cut. No.
Then we should have called it gas money. Mm-hmm. You know, anyway.
Well, I'll remind you every day until I get that $10.
Just shut up. All right, moving on real quick. I got to get a story out here real quick because I can't just do one. It's already 6:32. Pro football, the end of an era in NFL as the quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick has retired after 17 years. Fitzmagic, you guys know him. He was a 7th-round pick out of Harvard by the St. Louis Rams in 2005. Wow. That's when we graduated, basically.
Yeah.
Ended up playing for 9 different teams while trying to keep his epic beard secured under his helmet chin strap. He did have the most epic beard in the NFL for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what, dude? Here's the thing. When Fitzmagic showed up, dude, the boy could play. That's no joke.
Yeah.
It's just like sometimes like he just felt like wearing sunglasses and Gucci outfits. And
I wonder if he would have been put on a... Like, not that he's been on all bad teams. I'm not saying all the teams hampered him, but put him in a Patriots uniform underneath Belichick in their prime. Put him in a Green Bay uniform, you know, in the prime, you know, like in 2011. Something. Who knows? Because he did some good things with the Dolphins. He did some good things with some other. I can't think of all the other 9 teams that he played for.
9 teams he's been a part of, man.
Yeah, obviously.
The Houston Oilers. That's how old he is.
That's nuts, dude. That's crazy. I mean, the Oilers. That team hasn't been around since when? Since what year did they get?
Like 91 or something.
Anyway, so, I mean, who knows? Who knows? But, yeah.
Yeah. So, Fitzmagic, it's going to be sad without him.
Oh,
isn't
sad.
It?
Doesn't he have a bunch of kids, too?
Dude, he's got like 95 kids. No, he had to stay in the NFL for that long to pay all these children that he's having.
Do him and Philip Rivers use the same condom brand that just doesn't work? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Doesn't work.
Doesn't work condom brand. They're my favorite. I get them at the gas station truck stops or the truck stop gas stations. That's where it's at.
Air holes.
It makes it more aerodynamic when I'm banging. What?
Yeah. So goodbye, Fitzmagic.
Gonna miss you.
And there you go. Next hour, hey, I got a Nick Saban story that's pretty crazy. And more basketball. LeBron James is rich AF. So
good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107.
Hey, did you hear Barney's in the new Jurassic Park?
Is he? Does he die at the end? Please tell me he does. And that's the last Jurassic Park we'll see.
He's the only survivor. You just see a bloody, blood-covered Barney.
Barney.
Body parts just strewn about.
Barney, that big, plumpy purple dinosaur with one big tooth, needs to go.
Always bet on purple. Jurassic Park 8.
Hey, wait. Why purple? Have you ever thought of that? Like, dinosaurs aren't purple.
We don't
Somebody
know that.
Needs to take the handkerchief off off this dinosaur's neck. He's turning purple.
Is he choking? He's got a belt
he's choking,
around his
so
neck.
He's choking. Somebody get this guy a Heimlich, man.
Hunter, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. We don't know what color they were.
I mean,
think about that. They could have been neon yellow. They could have glowed.
I mean, we just discovered they all had feathers, right?
Right.
Isn't that a thing?
How do we know they weren't covered in purple feathers? There's purple birds out there, right? So
could be.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
You know what? No, you shut the hell up. He doesn't have any feathers. Barney, it's just like it's skin.
Maybe they were really fine feathers.
The only purple skin I've seen. Okay, let's go. Let's get to sports.
My God. You're the worst.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
I'd expect that out of me, but not out of you, Hunter.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm thirsty, well, good news. You're stocked up. Bud Distributing, perfect to have for the weekend. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's get to it. NBA last night. Celtics beat the Warriors 120-108. All right, let's move on.
$10, little man. Put that in my
Damn
hand.
It, you remembered.
Yeah,
so I bet Brock yesterday. I was extremely confident. I was yelling at the microphone. I know everything about sports. Damn it.
Yep.
I called for the Warriors to do a sweep, and they lost the first game. Not even close. You know what? They had it. They were up by like 20. Dude, I'm telling you, the whole game, and then all of a sudden, it's just like, We're just not going to play basketball anymore.
I'm just hearing a lot of excuses, you know.
I mean, you know, shut up. Okay, maybe I didn't understand how good Boston was. Boston's a good team. Dude, they're a fantastic team. But yeah. Not as good as the Warriors. I'm still
excuses still leaning are like booty holes. Everyone's got one, Hunter, so.
Yeah. Your mom sure does.
And guess what? Yours stinks. How about that?
It does. So, yeah, Warriors lost last night, and I owe you $10. Can I just give it to you in, like, a beer or something, man? Don't you hate it when your buddies do that?
Actually,
I don't have the cash, man. I'm sorry. I'll buy you a beer.
For me, I could get a 30 rack with the beer I drink, so absolutely, yeah.
Dude, this is true.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of beer.
Boom.
You got a boat now, too. That's a lot of boat beers, man. That's what I call them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take some boat beers.
A lot of boat beers there. So, all right, moving on, man. Real quick, college football. Alabama head coach Nick Saban got an offer he could refuse during the SEC meetings this week in Florida. A high school junior from Louisiana snuck past security to get to the area where only coaches and administrators are allowed. The kid went up to Saban and offered him $5,000. $5,000, Mr. Saban.
$5,000.
Now you got my attention, kid. I got $5,000, Mr. Saban, if he'd leave Alabama and return to coach to LSU. The student later said that he offered the bribe due to the pain he's given me for the past 12 years. I go to the LSU-Alabama games and sit there in the fourth quarter. LSU is up, and I think this is the year. This is it. And then I see Saban just run away with it every damn time.
Damn it, Saban.
Damn you. So here's five. Imagine that meeting, conference meeting Saban has. He's like, all right, well, I think it's time to hang it up here at Alabama. Why, Mr. Saban? Why? You've had such success here as a coach. You're setting records.
I'll give you 5,000 reasons why.
I'll give you 5,000 reasons.
That's it? $5,000?
$5,000.
Hey, I'm strapped for cash right now, okay?
You know? Stuff's not cheap anymore,
no.
Guys.
Yeah. You guys filled up your car recently? $5,000?
I just love that number. It, like, $5,000. Like, the kid probably had to pony up the $5,000. Like,
yeah.
He probably thought, like, okay, $5,000. All right.
Mowing
this
lawns
is gonna
for
do
a
something.
Year. Yeah, doing something.
Yeah. Should have just offered him $100. It'd have been the same thing.
Yeah, start low. You can build up.
Yeah. Anyway, real quick, pro football. We talked about this last hour. Fitzpatrick retiring after 17 years. 17 years. Fitzmagic gone, Brock. I'm sorry. That big, beautiful beard. He played for 9 different teams.
I think that's the most out of anyone, if I'm not mistaken. I think he holds the record for playing.
Like,
for
do
the
you
most
even
teams.
Like? Do you even like? You don't even like unpack. At that point, like, you only put like one jersey in your locker.
He's got his own pads that he just takes with him. Like,
you know, I'm going to be unpacking this here shortly. Yeah. So,
but
I'm
you
not
know,
gonna put much
you got to be doing something right if you either are a starter or a backup for 17
good.
Seasons.
He kills it.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I think it's just one of those things where it's like, I've been here for so long. I'm starting to get a little older. I'm just going to grow this beard out, start wearing Gucci sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just gonna ball out, you know.
He's got a bunch of kids. He's probably just staying in the league to stay away from the kids. He's like, I got so many kids.
Honestly,
I don't know what to do with it. That's why Philip Rivers did it.
That's why Rivers did it,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. How many kids does he have?
How many kids does
one for each year? He's got 17
Ryan.
Kids. One for each year in the NFL.
Patrick.
Or it could be 9. Could be 9. He's got one kid for every team he's played for.
He's got 7 kids. You were close. Yes.
Damn, dude, come on. You need 2 more.
Dude, that's insane.
One for every NFL team I've played for.
That guy's just, he switches teams like he knocks up his wife. That's insane.
Wrap it up, dude.
Yeah, hey. You got Tate, Brady, Maisie, Zoe, Lucy, Jake, and Ruby. Oh.
Dude, you are getting close to all the reindeer. You know what I'm saying? Saying.
He's trying to make his own team, and he's going to be quarterback.
He's starting to look like Santa Claus, too.
That's
you
what
know?
He is. That's, yeah, yeah. My God.
All right, moving on. More basketball real quick. LeBron James, first active NBA player to be named a billionaire by Forbes. Is it the first? Is the first active? Okay, active NBA player. It's like Jordan. Jordan's a billionaire. Yeah. Magazine counted the following among his assets. Listen to this. This is where he's making his money. Spring Hill Company. You know what that is?
No.
Me neither. Spring Hill Company, $300 million. Apparently it's out there. Fenway Sports Group, which owns the Boston Red Sox and Liverpool of England's Premier League, $90 million. Real estate, $80 million. Blaze Pizza. It's a great name for a pizza joint, right?
They should throw
a joint at the end of Blaze Pizza Joint. $30 million. Dude, you can bank off of pizza.
Yeah, everyone loves pizza.
Everybody loves it. Yeah. It takes like a penny to make. And then you can sell it for like $50. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And his last one, cash and other investments at over $500 million. It's crazy, man. Well, $1 billion is a lot of money.
I noticed you didn't mention Space Jam 2 was a big money maker.
Space Jam 2.
Lost money.
$20.
Negative $1 million. Yeah.
You know, you don't even hear about it anymore.
It's because it was awful and they never should have done
like
it.
Like Netflix even is like,
yeah.
We don't want to embarrass them.
Yeah. Let's not put that out there. We apologize and we're just going to put it in the vault. We're going to leave it there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hey, LeBron James, first active NBA player to become a billionaire.
Still not as good as Jordan. I had one little fact that I want to get out there just and then we can go. Unless you have something else.
No, go ahead.
Sports history today. The New York Knickerbockers in 1851 became the first baseball team to wear uniforms. Apparently, they were all naked just swinging around out there.
Just show up in your work uniform.
Yeah, you're fine. Hey, all I got is my three-piece suit. Is that okay? Yeah, it's fine. We don't care. It's early baseball. We don't know what we're doing.
Knickerbockers?
Yeah, Knickerbockers.
That's a word I haven't heard in a long time.
That's because it's Knickerbockers. I didn't.
What year was that?
1851.
Yeah, exactly.
And not long before that, it was called Town Ball. So, I mean.
Town Ball. Yeah. We got to put on our Knickerbockers and go play some Town Ball.
I'm going to roll my dress pants up into my nice socks here, and we're going to play some Town Ball.
Show me these Knickerbockers you speak of.
I just met a bunch of naked baseball players out there. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why.
You would. All right, there you go. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.